Torah says that the heter of kilayim betzitzis is a filu tzemer lepishti. This is the heter of kilayim betzitzis. Tzemer lepishtim vepishtim letzemer. And the Rishonim shtel hakashi. Rishonim shtel hakashi. Tesis in all of the Rishonim. The Gemara is matir to put chutei tzemer and beged pishtim, and chutei pishtim and beged tzemer. And we'll divide the kasha to two. We'll divide the kasha to two. The first kasha is tzemer lepishtim. Is mashma to all of the rishonim that you're allowed to put four strings of tzemer and the beged of pishtim. Like in the rishonim, two we understand have to be from tzemer. The two from tcheles have to be from tzemer. Why? Tcheles has to be wool. So two have to be from tzemer. But why the extra two have to be from tzemer? They could be from pishtim. So what is the heter if tzemer lepishtim? Why is mutter to put beged chutei tzemer, it's mashma four tzemers and a beged pishtim? Two, we understand why you're allowed. Because two, you need. The tcheles needs to be in. Tcheles is tzemer. So two have to be from tzemer. But why the extra two? Why the extra two could be from tzemer? Why they don't have to be from pishtim? This is Tesis' discussion. And Tesis answers the discussion, Migu that I could put the tcheles, I could put the lover from tzemer as well. Even the answer for the lover, I could have used pishtim. This is the first part of Tesis Bayos. Then Tesis says, okay, you explain to me why I'm allowed to put chutei tzemer and beged shel pishtim. Aber pishtim and tzemer, why I'm allowed to? I have a beged tzemer, put chutei tzemer. Here already I'm not starting to do kilayim. The tcheles is tzemer anyways. Why I'm allowed to put the extra two lovon from pishtim? Zaktais is migu. While before you're allowed to put chutei tzemer, even that you are not needed to, here also you're allowed to. We'll have to explain the tesis, but this is the tesis to explain this sugya. Tzemer lepishtim, pishtim letzemer. Why? Why I'm allowed to? Why I'm allowed to take chutei tzemer and put them inside a beged pishtim, the extra two, make them from pishtim? So this is migu that I can put in tcheles, I can put them as well. We'll explain it. And then the second half. Pishtim betzemer. It's mamish not needed. Just make everything from tzemer. The tcheles from tzemer and the lovon from tzemer. So this is what, while the lovon had a heter by pishtim to be from tzemer even though it was kilayim, here also you could put pishtim even though it's kilayim. This is the divrei tesis that we're going to learn. Now we have to know, lemoshel, the Ramban did not ask the first kasha. Tzemer lepishtim, why I'm allowed to? The Ramban did not ask that kasha. And maybe he did not ask the kasha, like we explained yesterday. It's not a kasha. Anyway, the beged is kilayim mitzat tcheles. Doesn't make a difference what you put inside. The Ramban did not ask the kasha and the word tzemer lepishtim, why you're allowed to. The Ramban just asked the kasha, pishtim letzemer, why I'm allowed to. And the Rishonim, the Ramban and the Rashbo did not answer Migu. They answer, we're talking in a place that you ran out of strings. Like the Rashbo. The Ramban answers, this man, the Omer, holds Efshar Lekayim Shteim, you're allowed to be doing. So we have to be Maimi. This is the Sugya, today we'll be Maimi the whole Sugya. We have a Sugya, Tesisim all over Shas are shtelling the Ba'ayah. The Gemara says, you're allowed to put Chutei Tzemer bepishtim. Why? As a klal of Rish Lakish, a klal of Raisa, kol mokim shato yochel lekayim shteim, esa is not doicha loisase. So you write, Kilayim Betzitzis, as Esed Echaloisa said, Aber Efshal Lekayim Shteyim, Bebeget Pishtim, put Pishtim, Bebeget Tzemer, put Tzemer. Why are you allowed to put Tzemer Le Pishtim, or Pishtim Le Tzemer? This is Be'etzem, the Kashe of the Sugya. And the Ramban and the Rashbo, like I said, maybe they ask the Ramban will ask the Kashe only in the end, will answer you right. Two Terusim they will answer. The Ramban will answer, our Sugya is Kemandama, that even Efshal Lekayim Shteyim I'm allowed to. Or our sugya we're talking that he ran out of chutim, and he only has chutim pishton, so he's allowed to put pishton letzema. This is the way the rishonim answer. Now he ran out. Abba behemes tzema lepishtim lepishtim letzema is unallowed. We're not allowed to. And beg a pishtim, you have to put pishtim, and beg a tzema, you have to put tzema. There's no heder. Our sugya. Fidel Ramban is Kimando Omar, Efshal Lekayim Shtem, you're allowed to. We don't pass him like that. We pass him an Efshal Binyan Acher, you don't have a header. And the Rashba answered, we said 2 days ago, we're talking that a guy doesn't have Chute Pishton. So he puts Chute Tzemer. He doesn't have Chute Tzemer, he puts Chute Pishton. So yeah, he doesn't have. So Vali doesn't have. That is the Echetimtze of the Sugi. This is the Avonah of the Sugi. This is the Avonah of the Sugi. But Tesis does ask the Kasha. Tesis does shtar the Kasha. What is my heter? And Tesis comes and he answers. So we have to know. But before we start the Tesis, we have to know the Ramban and the Rashba do not hold from Migus. They don't hold from these Tirutzim. And they answer, other Arsuya holds, Efshal Lekayim Shtem, you're allowed to be doiche, or Arsuya is talking in a case where the guy ran out of chutim, he doesn't have nothing else to do. We spoke out, what is the machlokes? But we have to know, and because now we're going to learn the migu. So it's two tirutzim, Ramban and Rashba, that we don't hold from the kashe. But if it's a kashe, it's a kashe, there's no answer. Tesis comes, three places in Shas, by us, and in Ksuvas Dafmem, and Menoches Dafmem. And Tesis learns that this is a Gemara and Menoches Daf Lametes Amud Beis that you're allowed to put Chutei Pishton and Beged Shel Tzemer. And before that, you're allowed to put Chutei Tzemer and Beged Shel Pishton. And Tesis asks why. Nire. So Tesis starts. Tzemer Shbe Pishti. Why are you allowed to? Nire, not only the first two of the Tcheles you're allowed to, even the two of the Lavon are allowed to be Tzemer. Even that it's unnecessary, you could do them from Pishto. Migu that the Tcheles patterns, you're allowed to put also the Pishto. What is the Mokka for this Migu? Other it's a Svore, other Tesarosh says it's a Droshe. But because Mokrim, you're allowed to have a Beged Shel Tzemer, Shel Pishtim, and you put four strings of Tzemer, Shtayim Shel Tcheles, Shtayim Shel Lavon. And Tesis says, why? Tesis says, Migu that the Tcheles has a koyach to be doiche the loisese, the Lovot also has a koyach to be doiche the loisese. I, Efshal Lekayim Shteyem, Mikol Mokoyim, Agav that the Tcheles has a koyach, the Pishtel also, the Lovot also has a koyach, and you're allowed to put four chutim shel tzemer, the Beged shel Pishtel. This is the Tesis. And we mentioned yesterday that all of the Achroinim has two kashas, Chodron of Nochem. What kasha is? What is the kasha of Tesis Bichlal? Taka the Ramban never asked the kasha. Tzemer. The Pishtim, for sure I'm allowed to put four strings of Tzemer. Because I need to put two chutim of Tcheles. The Beged is Kilayim. Mine of Kimina if I'm adding Kilayim or not. It's anyway Kilayim. That was the first kasha. And the second kasha was, if I would add Pishtim, it will also be Kilayim. Because the chutim Pishtim will be Kilayim and the chutim Tzemer. So, it's not Efshal Lekayim Shteyim. Efshal Lekayim Shteyim, I have a Isha that is a Mamzeres. I could take a Isha that is not a Mamzeres. So don't do it. You have proof of rule, but you could marry someone that you're allowed to. So it's called Efshal Lekayim Shteyim. Here, if I will put Chutei Tzemer, it'll be Kilayim. If I put Chutei Pishton, it's Kilayim. Because I have the Tcheles. So it's no difference. And we mentioned that the Chazanish says that this is the Pshat and Tesis Taki. That the reason you're allowed to put the other two from Tzemer, because anyway you put the Tcheles, and the Tcheles is anyway Kilayim and the Beged Pishtot, So you're allowed to put two more chutim. It doesn't make a difference anymore. This is, we said, Lashon HaTesis and Menoches, Shehavikim Kilayim Mishum Detcheles. The same thing as the Lashon HaTesis and Ksubis. It's already Kilayim anyways. Saval, it's already Kilayim anyways. So B'meil, there's no problem to put in another two chutim Shel Tzema. This is the way the Chazon Ish understood Pshat HaTesis. And in Pidei Chazon Ish, this was the second part of Tesis as well. And even in Beged Shel Tzemer, you're allowed to put Chutei Pishtan. The Yilichul already is unnecessary to put Chutei Pishtan. Just put Chutei Tzemer. Although, if I'll put Chutei Pishtan, I'm allowed to put the Pishtan clapping the Tcheles, and it may not be Kilayim in the whole Beged. That was the Hezbo we said yesterday in the Chazon Ish. We said it's a Doichak. So we mentioned yesterday that the way Rav Nochum learns Tesis, and we'll start again from Seder HaDvarim, just B'Ktzor. Tesis says again, we're allowed to put Chutei Tzema beBeged Pishtim, and Chutei Pishtim beBeged Tzema. Why am I allowed to put Chutei Tzema beBeged Pishtim? I have Shtayim Shetcheles. But why am I allowed to put the other two from Tzema? Put them from Pishtim. And we said, why, even if it'll be Kilayim, but if it's Kilayim from something else, there's no Etah. So why am I allowed to put Tzemer and make it Kilayim with the Beged? Just put Chutei Pishtan and it will be only Kilayim with the Tcheles. And it's not called Efshar Lekayim Shteim, because even if I would put Chutim Shel Pishtan and it will be Kilayim, then the Tcheles will be Doiche. But now the Lovan is Doiche. And Tesis says a Yesoid, while the Tcheles has a Koyach to be Doiche, the Lovan also has a Koyach to be Doiche. And then Tesis is Mamshich, the second Migu, even beBeged Shel Pishtim, even beBeged Shel Tzemer, you're allowed to put Shtei Chutim Shel Lovo. Agav, Ein Echanami, it's unnecessary, you can put everything from Tzemer. But when we saw in the beBeged Pishtim that the Lovo had a koyach to come in on Tzemer, even in its Kilayim, so the Lovo has a koyach to come in on Pishtim and to be Kilayim in the beBeged, and you're allowed to do it. And we don't say Efshar Lekayim Shteim, and he's allowed to put the two Chutim Shel Lovo. This was the Tzus of the Shmaise that we spoke out yesterday. So the Vayim, we have three Terutzim of the Kashe. Why am I allowed to do Kilayim? Are you Efshar Lekayim Shteim? Tzema bePishtim, Pishtim beTzema? Rishonim say, this man Omar holds Efshar Lekayim Shteim, we don't care. Oh no, we're talking that we ran out of Chutim. And Teisa says, Bemigu. These are the three Terutzim that we know the Vayim. So we'll take it to the next step. So Tesis is Mechadesh, that everyone in the world holds that you're allowed to put in a Beged Tzemer Chutei Pishtim. Right? Beged Tzemer. Aber Zog Tesis, only two. What is in the Tesis inside? Look at the Heir Mudalev at the top. V'davka b'mokim Tcheles, aber b'mokim she'ein Tcheles, אבל במוקים שאין תחילס, אוסו. זוג תספס, you have a Beged של צמר, you put two תחילס, you're allowed to put שתיים של לובם, from פישטון, even if it's קיליים, but מיגו that we saw that the צמר was pointed at the פישטים, אבל דווקא במוקים תחילס. But if it's no תחילס, you're not allowed to. And he brings a ראי, מדי רבונו לזה איסו, to put kilayim betzitzis, and a Beged Shel Pishtim, you're not allowed to put tcheles. Why? Gzeira otu kol ha'ilon. People will one day think that they have tcheles, and they will put it in, and it's not tcheles, and they'll be over a yisru. So Chazal made a gzeira. So you're not allowed to put tcheles in Beged Pishtim. It's like this, but I said now, that you're allowed to. You're allowed to put. So this was, but that when Tcheles, the Mokum she Tcheles also came to the Kosher B'mino, the Menoches also sat in Betzitzin from Kol Ha'ilon, but the Menoshanim from the Efshar B'mino, Kedah Rishlokish. So this says the Heter is only the Mokum Tcheles. But if you don't have Tcheles, you're not allowed. So it's a modern Tesis. I have a Beged Tzemer, I'm allowed to put, I have a Beged Pishtim, I'm allowed to put Shtayim Shel Tcheles and Shtayim Shel Lovo. I have a Beged Shel Tzemer, I'm allowed to put Shtayim Shel Tcheles and Shtayim Shel Lovo Pishtim. But I'm not allowed to go to a beged bishton and put chutei tzemer. Because I don't have tcheles. Only if I have shtayim tcheles, I'm allowed to put shtayim shel tzemer. But if I don't have the tcheles, I can't put the tzemer. And the same thing to put pishton and beged shel tzemer. I can't put four chutim shel pishton. I can put shtayim, b'mokim that I have tcheles. So Taisa says that the migu only works b'mokim that I have tcheles. B'mokim that I have tcheles, I can have two more that are not from tcheles. And these two, they could be kilayim. So only two I'm allowed to. Dafka b'mokim tcheles. When I have the mitzvah of tcheles, so then the migu says that the other two could work as well. But if I don't have the mitzvah of tcheles, it doesn't work. Till here, the tesis is glad. So in our tesis, the Seder HaDvorim is very posh. You have beged shel tzemer bepishtim. Yeah, I have beged pishtim, I put two tcheles, I'm allowed to put two tzemer. Right, the tzemer is unnecessary, I could do pishtim. Agad that I could do the tcheles, I could do b'mokim tcheles. But beged shel pishtim, I'm allowed to put. And a beged shel tzemer, I have two tcheles, I'm allowed to put two pishtim. But I'm not allowed to put four pishtim. And the same thing, a beged shel pishtim, shel tzemer, a beged shel pishtim, I could put two tcheles and two lavan from wool. But I can't put four. This is our thesis. It's glad. Thesis in ksuvas is misupik. Look at thesis in ksuvas. Tesis in Ksuvas is Mesupik. After he says that the V'tzorich Iyu. Look at Tesis in Ksuvas. V'tzorich Iyu. V'tzorich Iyu. וצורך איו אם שליחותים של לובן של פישטרן ושליחותי לובן של צמר מותר לוטת בטלי של צמר. By us Taisa says like this, שתיים של תחילס and I'm allowed to add שתיים של צמר בבגד של פישטרן. בבגד של צמר I'm allowed to have שתיים של תחילס and שתיים של פישטרן. But if I don't have the תחילס I'm not allowed to. Taisus in Ksuvus has a tzad that the shtayim shalovon have a heter. Even without tcheles, I have a migu. Tcheles could be doicha de isu, shtayim shalovon also could be doicha de isu. So Taisus by us says, but only when he also has the tcheles. Without that, it never works. Taisus there says, even if I don't have the tcheles, the shtayim shalovon could work. So I could have a beged pishtim. I could put shtayim shel tzemer. The other two will have to be pishtim. Adana. So here, im shlichutim lovan shel pishton, b'shtayim shel lovan shel tzemer, mutar let metali shel tzemer. Oy metali shel pishton. Dehainu. By us, Taisa says what the Gemara says, Tzemer lepishtim. I have a beged pishtim. I'm allowed to put shtayim shel lovan v'shtayim shel tcheles, everything from wool. Migu, but the tcheles is patterns, the lovan also. But if I don't have the tcheles, Taisa Baruch says it doesn't work. Taisa's deer has a tzad. I have a beged shel pishtim, and I don't have tcheles. So I could put shtayim shel lovan, but the other two have to be pishtim. Taisa Baruch says, while I don't have the tcheles, it doesn't work at all. That makes sense. Taisa's deer says, maybe we'll take it to one more step. You're right. I don't have the tcheles. Although two, I could have from tzemer. Why? Why, when I had tcheles, the two had a koyach. The same thing Taisa says by us. The beged shel tzemer, I could take two pishtim because the lovan has a koyach to be doiche. So the lovan has a koyach to be doiche. But only two. The other two will have to be pishtim. So if you, אם שליחות עם לובן של פישטון ושליחות עם לובן של צמר מותר לא זאת בטלי של צמר. The Shema lo yutru shnei chutim lavon ela davka b'mokim tcheles. Aber shloim b'mokim tcheles loy. Oydil me lo yishna. What Taisus Bayo said, Poshut, that it only mutar b'mokim tcheles. Taisus dearest mesupek, maybe it works even shloim b'mokim tcheles. And he says the same thing we said. The ho shnei chutim lavon shel pishtoin poitrim b'shel tzemer. Afa gav the osom tcheles lemala v'lemoyri. Then there is a tchilas in Nasser, so I beg it kilay. So Taisus is mesupik. By us, is no tzad that it works. But Taisus in Ksubis has a tzad that the beged shel pishton, I could put shtei chutim shel pishton and shtei chutim shel tzemer lovon. The same way I was allowed to put the pishton inside the tzemer, even that there's no need because it also was a tchilas of a migu. That the tzemer had a koach to be poiter by the pishton, the pishton could be poiter by the tzemer shtayim. Here also, oydil me nak tesis by us. This is the tesis in Ksubas. Why it's so important to learn the tesis in Ksubas? First up, learn the tesis is wichtig. But it's more from that, because in this tesis shtei de loike hachazanish. The Chazanish learned pshat in tesis. Why am I allowed to put two chutim shel tzemer and beged shel pishton when I have tcheles? Because it's anyway kilay. And why am I allowed to put and beged shel tzemer chutim pishton? Because the pishton will be kilay with the tcheles, and then the whole thing is muta. That was the tale of the Chazanish. In the case of tesis and ksubis, you can't say it. Tesis talking about the beged shel pishton. And tesis is mesupik if I'm allowed to put shtei chutim shel pishton and shtei chutim shel tzemer. What would be the heter to put the tzemer? Stam kilayim.
One thing only where you're going to have tcheles.
What?
Chazanish
one
thing where you're
going to
have
tcheles
and the
tzemer itself could be? That was the cheshman. That is mutar. The rest is mutar. That was the whole shtikl teira. That was the whole shtikl teira of the Chazanish. That's the Chazanish. The Chazanish says, what the kilayim is mutar I can add. But here Kilayim is not Mutter.
He's talking about there's no Tchilas at all.
Again, Chazanish says, Vav is anyway Kilayim. Where's Kilayim? There's no Kilayim here. Put everything from Pishton, there's no Kilayim.
That's why there's no
Tchilas
there. Chazanish is talking about where there's no Tchilas.
And Chazanish says, the reason you're allowed to add the Chutim of Tzemer here because it's Kilayim as a Tchilas. Taisa says that you could add it even without that. Shtei de loike Chazanish. Back to our thesis, and here we'll take it to the next step. So we have Be'etzem Akasha, we have a Sugya Bayos, a Shver Sugya, Tzemer LePishtim, LePishtim LeTzemer. I'm allowed to have Kilayim and a Beged from Pishton, I'm allowed to put inside Chutei Tzemer. I'm allowed to put chutei pishton and beged shel tzemer, and I'm allowed to put chutei tzemer and beged shel pishton. And the question is why? What is my heter? Hari is a klal in mitzvahs eser deicholoyses efshar lekayim shteim is no heter. So Taisus was asking the kasha, why I'm allowed to put chutei tzemer lepishtim? Just put chutei pishtim. And why I'm allowed to put pishtim lezemer? Just put chutei tzemer. And we said again. The Ramban asked only the second kasha, and the Ramban answered, "Our sugi is the loyker eshlokish. We don't hold from efshar lekayim shteim." The Rashba said, "We ran out of chutim, but Avada, if you don't run out of chutim, you're not allowed to." And Taisa says, "You're allowed to mitzad the migu." Taisa says, "You're allowed to mitzad the migu." These are the three terutzim. And in the migu, we have two esbeirim. We have Chazanish that doesn't shtim in Taisa and Ksuvas. Even the Lashoynes, and this is in Ksubas and Menochas, are much more like the Chazanish. And we have Reb Nochem's Hesbah, and that fits even in the Sugya and Ksubas. Is it? Klo. This is Mesut. Aber Azeh will go now to the next step. And we'll look together, look in Menochas Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Look, Menachas Memo Mudalit. This is the Bo Amaschil Keva. This is the also asks the Kasha. Have it, Menachas Memo Mudalit? And again, the Rishonim have a teretz, the Loiki Resh Lakish. The Rashba, I ran out of Chutin. Taisis holds a whole bigu. Taisis and Menoches Dafem asks the Kashi. Here the Gemara says, Efsho Beminom, it's Mashu that it's not Doiche. And the first teretz Taisis says the Migu. And Bemele, only Bemokim Tcheles, and here the guy doesn't have Tcheles. And then Taisis starts Inami, a new teretz. Inami. Midoi Raise Sharye. ורבונו דגוסו דקבד השקיים שני אבל מדי רייסה שורי דקילאים ממש הותר אצל ציציס ולא עם משום תחיר what we ask in your kasha? What we ask in your kasha? הקשה is צמר לפישטים why I'm allowed to put צמר לפישטים put פישטים פישטים לצמר why I'm allowed to put צמר this is Thesis's kasha all over Shas and for Thesis now a new term. And every Esa Doicha Loisa Seh, we say, if Efshar Be'inyan Acher, you're not allowed. And Tzitzis Valitz Hutro, we don't say Efshar Be'inyan Acher. I'll give you a moshel, maybe from the Sugya and Yuma, to be close. Good moshel. The Gemara declares, Tumo Hutro Betzibur or Tchuyo Betzibur? Lemay Nafkimine, Lemeheda, Chashmanoi. If Tumah Hutro Betzibur is no Indian to go to try to look for kosher oil. If it's a Tchuyo, Hashem lets. Oh, I want to be a better person. Hutro? It's Hutro. Well, even in Shabbos, there's a Tikuach Nefesh and it's Hutro. You have to know what is the case. It's Avade. But if it's Hutro, Shteit, Oisim al Degdoi Leador. Fakir, we don't try to say, okay, it's Hutro, go. No, if it's mutter, you're allowed to do it. Don't feel bad. It's not like it's bad. Kilayim betzitzis is huta. Val kilayim betzitzis is huta. So it's like a tchile. So efshar like mamish like the mushroom from the Gemara and Yuma. If it's tumah hutro betzibu, the Gemara says I don't have to look for a different coin. But if it's kriyanim around, it's not mutter. But the Kriyanim is Amina Shatom, it's Hutro. You don't have to go to look at the Gemara for different Kriyanim. If it's Tchuyo, Avari, you have to look. So the same idea. Zog the Gemara, it's Tzitzis is Hutro. And Val Tzitzis is Hutro, but Mele, it's Mutro. Now, what is the Musig of Tzitzis Hutro? Why Tzitzis is Hutro? Why every Esadei Chalosh said we don't say Hutro? So we mentioned already. Why Yibum Tzitzis called it Hutro? Because mitzvah's yibum is to marry your wife's brother. So it has to be a hutro. Well, the mitzvah is to put cheles on the baggage of pishon. So tzitzis was said, crashing kilayim in force. So the mele is hutro. This yesoid of hutro is the yesoid of Rabbeinu Tam in Menoches Daf Mem Amud Beis. We'll see Rabbeinu Tam soon. Chulin Kuf Yud. And it's hutro. Namashu. In Yibum, when we said Hutro, we said Muberes, even though there's no mitzvah already, it's Hutro. Bias Kotten is Hutro. We say you have to touch her, even though the Bia you Mekayim later. Normally it's Aloha, only Be'idne. But it's Hutro. He also it's Hutro. And it's interesting, the Ramban, Ramban Bayos, when he asks the kasha, how it's mutter? V'yesh esovru, right? With the kasha, we said we started shir. Tzemer lepishtim, pishtim letzemer. How are you allowed to? Efshar lekayim shteyem. Ramban says, arsu yizcholik. The Rashba says he doesn't have strings. Taisa said miku. Zog the Ramban. V'yesh esover. V'resh lokish be'ad ve'ismar. Aval kilayim betzitzis legamre hutar mismuchim. Zog the Ramban is shit as that hold that kilayim betzitzis is mutar legamri. Bemele, you don't say efshar lekayim shteyem. Who is the one that holds that it's mutar legamri? It's Rabbeinu Tam. The famous shit as Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that even by night you're allowed to wear kilayim betzitzis. He has a raya. Why the Gemara didn't make a gzeira? The Gemara says, you know, our days you don't wear gilanitzes. That's why, because we don't have chelis. If we have chelis, people could cheat that they think that they have chelis, and they'll be over a yisum. But that was a kasha. You know why Chazal will not let you to wear it? Because by night you have aveir. Every night you have to put come shkir. You have to run off to take it off. So they will not matter. Chazal asked her to wear a tzitzis that is made from linen and chutei tzemer, even though it's mutar with the sukkah. So Rabbeinu Tam says mutar balaylo, ladies are allowed to. The Gemara says different stories that Amiroim, the wife took their talis, like the Oskilayim. As mutar. The shit is Rabbeinu Tam. Hutro. The Ramban brings down this teretz. There's a fourth teretz on our question. Why are you allowed to put tzemer lepishtim lepishtim lezemer? It's Oskilayim. Efsho binyan acher. Do tzemer letzemer, but pishtim lepishtim. Why are you allowed to? So we have Ramban Teretz, our sugya holds, we don't say Efshar Lekayim Shneim, Sidah Zaman Dehoma. Rashba, we run out of chutim. Teisus says Migu. We have now a Teretz of Teisus and Menoches Daf Men, following by the Ramban by us, v'yesh mi shetiretz, sheval kilayim betzitzis is utro. We don't say that I have to try to do it differently. And this is what the Ramban brings out. This is Teisus, the Inami. The first Teretz, he says the Migu. And this is the Inami. V'yesh esova, v'rishlogish ve'al me'isma. Aval kilayim betzitzis legamri utro mismuch. Such a gewaldig Teretz. Zog the Ramban on this Teretz ve'loi ne'ireli. If it's hutro, how we learn out from tzitzis, esodech eloizah said, the kolatere kula. You're telling me here it's something else. You're learning out from here the kolatere kula, that esodech eloizah. Right, that is the sugya by us. This page finishes, we learn out from tzitzis. The page starts, teinach l'rabbi Shmuel, l'rabbonon. From where we know that esodech eloizah said. But we want to learn out, this is the Ramban's kasha. Zot be Ramban, v'yesh misho imer, that the reason that here you're allowed to and you don't have to switch, ויש לסויב את הנשלוקש בעל מייסמה, אבל כלאים בציציס לגמרי אותה. ולא ינעיר לי בשמייסים. דומרוך הגמרין אל לכל התירקולה דעוסי עשת דרך לא יססה. ואם כן, נעימה בכל התירקולה באפשר לקיים בשניים, להתחדו מדה ציציס. למה נפשך? אלף ציציס is different, so learn לכל התירקולה, that even באפשר לקיים בשניים, it's דרך. This is the way the Ramban shlugs this shit. And Avada, we have to be Yashev and Masbir why, even though we hold that it's Hutra, we could learn out from here in Lekola Tirekulo. We had the same thing, if you remember, in Mamish, the same thing in Thesis. Thesis learned out that Yibum is Esabe Chaloisase, and Thesis learned that. It's Huta Michloloi. And Thesis wanted that we will learn out from Tzitzis Lekola Terikulo that Esodei Chaloisase. Thesis answers what he answers. Mitzvosim Bekar. Oh, but we had the same problem. If we said, Yibum is not Stam Esodei Chaloisase. It's Hutra. The Bia is Muta. No one has to try. If I can, you could do Chalitza. We tell you don't do Chalitza. Do Yibum, right? Don't try to, we don't try to run away from it. Mitzvos Yibum could end as the Mitzvos Chalitza. But this is the Rishonim's kasha and this pshat. So we have to be masbir. But now we'll go. So we have Be'etzim Devayu. For Me'alchim, Migu, our sugi is the Loki Rishlokish, our sugi holds Efshar Lekayim Shneim. You don't have to, I'm allowed to be Deiche. The Rashba is our sugi doesn't have Chutim. And Hutro, the Hutro, we don't say Efshar Lekayim Shneim. Till here, it's glad. And who is the father of Hutro? This says, the Inami. Ramban says, Yesh Mishoimah. We know it's Rabbeinu Tam. Look in Tesfos, that Memo would base in Menoches. Oimer Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramas of Chayles, Memo would base. Oimer Rabbeinu Tam, The Oche Nami Hashmirin and the Afilu Balailo Ein Bemishum Kilayim The Legam Reiti Rakosuf Kilayim Shal Tzitzis Utro Go to the end of the Tesis, the last few lines. Lochi nira de bikilayim betzos ishori ben bayoim ben balaylo ben lenoshim. This is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. That it's hutro, and you're allowed to wear tzitzis by night. You're allowed to wear tzitzis, ladies, even in Inam Nikayim the mitzvah. Hutro. Tzitzis is different from Evi Esa de Chaloises. Evi Esa de Chaloises says only when you Mikayim the mitzvah, only Beitne. Here it's Mutter Balaylo, Mutter Lenoshim. And this is Be'etzem, our tesis. That because of that, till here it's glad. Right? Till here it's glad. Now we'll take it to just one more step. So we have four terutzim, this is the way it looks to us. Migu, tesis as the kasha, Gizok the Migu. The Rishonim said, "Our sugya holds efshele kaim shteim noch patli." The Rashba says, "I don't have strings." But if it's hutro, the kasha doesn't start. Maskin. Who is the tesis that asks the kasha and says the teretz of migu? Who is the bala tesis by us that asks the kasha and answers migu? Who is the tesis by us? Doesn't have a name, right? Look in Tesis Ksuvas Memo Mudalev. I think it's even underlined. Who is the Bala Tesis? It's underlined. Ksuvas. Ksuvas Daf Mem. See, we have Ksuvas Daf Mem. It's underlined there. Yeah? You see the underline? Ro'im Rabbeinu Tam. Tesis Dibur Amar Sil Kigoyim. Oimer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is the one that says the Migu. He's not using his terms. The source of the Shmaiser has to be Givaldik. We have a Kashe, Tzemer Bepishti, Pishti Metzemer, Epshalakayim Shteim, so why is he allowed to? Ramban says, Ar Sugi holds, Lachpatli, the Rashba holds, El Yechut, he's like, this is Migu. So this is the Menoches, but if it's Hutro, it's not a Kashe. It's not the Ramban by us also. If it's Hutro, it's not a Kashe. If it's hutro, it's not a kasha. Right? This is what Taisim Menochel says. If it's hutro, it's not a kasha. Rabbeinu Tam is the Avi Avos hutro. And who is the one that says the kasha and says the migu? Menochel, it's Oimer Rabbeinu Tam. And we have a klal. If one Taisim brings the Bashem Rabbeinu Tam, it means that all the other places, this is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is the Rishon that asked the kasha, how I'm allowed to put baggage of tzemer, chutim shel pishton, efshel betzemer, baggage of tzemer, chutim shel pishton, efshel betzemer, baggage of tzemer, chutim shel pishton, efshel betzemer. And he says, migu aher, migu ahin, and two yes, three not, and if you have four, you can't. All of that is Rabbeinu Tam. Taisa says, hutar, I'm allowed to. And here we have Rabbeinu Tam himself, that his avia is the kasha. As Rabbeinu Tam is the one, they say the kasha. Rabbeinu Tam is the one, they say the kasha. So first, Rabbeinu Tam is teaching us, and you have to know, Rabbeinu Tam is one of the hardest things to understand, this Rabbeinu Tam. What is this gather of Rabbeinu Tam that it's hutor balaylo? Kutor lenoshim, kilayim betzitzis is mutar. Like we said, if I cut the corner, for sure it's also. What is this hutro of Rabbeinu Tam? What is the hutro of Rabbeinu Tam? Aber this is not Rabbeinu Tam, hutro. It's a hutro from Rabbeinu Tam. Aber even if it's a hutro from Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam by us is asking the kasha. But why are you allowed to put chutei pishton, efshel betzemer? Why are you allowed to put chutei tzemer, efshel bepishtim? And Rabbeinu Tam is not the one that is using the hutro. Now he's not the one that is using the hutro. And more from that, let me ask Rabbeinu Tam himself, why Balaylo Taketz Mutar? You could take off the chutim. Rabbi Natan says that if you Efshar, it's not Doiche. So why is Matir Balaylo? Why is Matir Lenoshi? What is the Pshat of Rabbi Natan? This is the Velt's Kash. Vaistois. This is Klo. Vaistois. Vaistois. That even the Rabbi Natan said Hutro, he could ask the Kasha, and there's no Shaykhs one to each other. No Shaykhs one to each other. Rabbi Nochem said like a Zog. It's a Kasha, but it's a Zog. He said no. But Derek Lal, Memamud Aleph comes B'Kol HaShas before Memamud Beis. So the one that says the Hutro, Taisis Memamud Aleph, that he has the Kasha, I'm allowed to. First tell it, Taisis Memamud Aleph, and Memamud Aleph and Ksud and Menochas. He asks the Kasha, why I'm allowed to. First Teretz Migu, second Teretz Hutro, you're allowed to. He didn't say Rabbi Natan, didn't mention nothing. Memamud Beis, a big Rabbi Natan, that Noshim Amuto Bekilayim, even that Enad Mitzuve, Balaylo is Muta. Obviously, before it was even without Rabbi Natan. Obviously, it's two different Zach. Even Rabbi Natan, the Avia voice that says Hutro, it's not Negea. Rabbi Natan will ask on himself the kasha. Aber efshar b'chutei pishton, efshar b'chutei tzemer, and he will answer one migu, two migu, and when it comes to three, he will say three, not enough. Right? He was not matir in every place. It's all chiyum. Taisin ksubas is mesupik. Not every place is matir. But see the way Taisin says in Menachas, that man, if it's hutro, everything is mutra, because it's hutro. And we say, like the mushroom we make in Yuma, I don't have to look for Shem and Tor, I don't look for, I have to look for Kayanim, it's Muta. I'm allowed to wear what Chutim I want. Esa Dechalaisis, it doesn't make a difference. How the Esa is Dechalaisis. It doesn't make a difference. How the Esa is Dechalaisis. So, Al Kolchoch, the Pshat in Rabbi Natan is, just a little bit to have Avonah, because by Etzem, again, we have the Kasha, Sayyad the Mandom, or Hutro. And sign Rabbi Natan, where the Ramban says that he doesn't like these words, because if you learn that that is the Geder, so why every Esa Deichalaisa say doesn't have these clothing? I want to be Magish. When we're coming to explain Rabbi Natan, we have three things that we have to explain. We know we have a Kasha, why you're allowed to put some of the Pishni Pishni in the Tzemer, and we have Ramban's Teretz, Rashba's Teretz, Migu, and we have the Teretz of Hutro. Right? The four Teretz, the Ramban brings them down, Taisis Menochas brings them down. And the Ramban shlugs it and he says, if I'm learning out from tzitzis, and if you're telling me hutro, so learn how to call it kula hutro. That was the Ramban's kasha and the yeshayim. The same kasha we have in Rabbi Natan that said that kilayim betzitzis is muto balayla, muto lenoshim. So call it kula, every has to call it, so you'll be allowed to do it even before the aveira, even people that don't have the mitzvah. So can he say? That is what we have to answer, that the Ramban brought us the kasha. The Ramban says, "Veloi neira, I can't accept this pshat." That is one problem we have with the pshat. So we're looking for an answer. The Ramban's kasha, the Ramban shlugs it up. Mizuch fatera, so the Ramban's kasha. Chutz from that, chutz from looking for a teretz, we have a problem. Rabbi Natan said, you're allowed to wear it by night. Rabbi Natan said, ladies are allowed to wear kilayim, even though they don't have the mitzvah. But even so, Zok Rabbi Natan, I'm bothered, why are you allowed to wear chutei tzemer, put chutei pishtim, bebeget shel pishtim. Bebeget shel pishtim, put chutei pishtim, bebeget shel tzemer, put chutei tzemer. And Rabbi Natan goes in Ksuvus and says a whole shtick of Teirev of Migu, and he doesn't use his own talents. So these are the two kashas that we have. And again, you have to know, Beseder Advorim is first to get to this chaylik. Two pshotim in Taisis and Smeds, and we know five mahalchim at least. Two pshotim in the Migu, Ramban, Rashbo, and Hutro. Five terutzim on the Kasha. But now we have two Mekrutim Kashas. One Kasha, then the Ramban shtals it. We also will ask the Kasha ourselves, but the Ramban shtals it. If Gilayim Betzitzis is Hutro, and because of that you're telling me that even if Efshel Lekayim Shneim, I'm allowed to take Velcha strings that I want, it doesn't make a difference, I take the Chutim, doesn't make a difference, it's Hutro, I don't have to look for nothing else. So you learn out Lekala Terikula, so learn out from me, Lekala Terikula, what is the difference? We know Mitzvah Sibika, no? If it's Mitzvah Sibika, so don't learn out from here. So what is going on? Number two, Rabbi Nutam himself says, I learn Hutro much more. I let by night, I let completely. See that Rabbi Nutam. No, so first we have Am Rabbi Nutam and Rabbat's Kasha. No, so how we learn Am Lekala Terekula? And now we have a second Kasha, Rabbi Nutam. Ah, Rabbi Nutam, you say that it's Mutro, and even so you're asking the Kasha, so why am I allowed to put Chutei Tzemel? Why am I allowed to put the fish? You said it's Mutro. You said by night there is no mitzvah I'm allowed to. That is the Kashas. And so, Seder Alimut, even if you get to this Kashas on the answer, you have the Tzus of the Shmais. But you can't stay with this Kashas. And I'm Madish, why we can't stay with this Kashas? Because Be'etzim, I'm saying how Rav Nochem built it. We have four Mehalchim, same. This is Migu, two Mehalchim, two Mehalchim, Rashbo, Ramban, and Hutro. And Ramban's Kasha, if it's Hutro, how we learn out from here? See, we could have stayed there. Now that we chatted, Rabbi Nutam is the one that asks the Kasha. So obviously, we don't understand exactly the Hutro. Rabbi Nutam is the one that is Hutro, and he says, I'm not answering it. So Chutzal, we could ask the Ramban's Kasha and Rabbi Nutam. Rabbi Nutam himself says on himself that even that I hold Hutro, but actually Lekayim Shteyim, I'm not saying that it's Hutro. So what is the Hezbel? What is the Avodah? The Teres is answer. It's no tzad that the Hutro means that the Isur is gone completely. Avodah, we'll start with Rabbi Nutam. Rabbi Nutam learns, Avade, if I could take Chutei Pishton, I have to take Chutei Pishton, I can't take Chutei Tzemer. If I could take Chutei Tzemer, I'm not allowed to take Chutei Pishton. Why? First, we have to have the klolim of Eser Doichaloises. First, we have to have the klolim of Eser Doichaloises. We have klolim. Eser Doichaloises. It's not doicha. So if I could do the tzitzis in a different way, I don't have a heta. Rabbi Natan is masking that is a klal b'kol ha-terekulo. Efshor l'kayim shteyim is not doicha. And the klal is also in tzitzis. And it has to be also in tzitzis. Because if not, like the Ramban said, if we're going to learn out from tzitzis, if tzitzis is different, we can't learn out. Bekol ha-terekulo. The Teretz is, the klal is bekol ha-terekulo, eser doicha lo isuse, aval efshor lekayim shneim is not doicha. And we made a king, Rabbi Nutam, and asked the kasha, efshor bepishton, efshor betzemer, and Rabbi Nutam says, the whole migus, Rabbi Nutam belongs to the kasha with the tirutzim. He's not using his own hood. So what he was using his Hutro, he said, Ein Zach. After the Hesse is Doiche de Loisese, and in this case, I have to do it, so the Teire is Matirit already from the beginning. While the Teire has to let me to do the Mitzvah, so it's Matirit from the beginning. But not forever. If the cooler will go off and it's ois tzitzis, it'll be also. But while we need it for the mitzvah, and the only way to have tzitzis is with kilayim in some cases, so kilayim was not nesar b'mokim mitzvah, even without the kiyum of the mitzvah. But again, only when I need to do it. Not in the time that I need to do it, and not in the person that needs to do it. If this beggar is chayim betzitzis, so it needs to be mutal mitzvosoi, while it's mitzvosoi bekach, so it's already chala heter from the beginning, like muberes bekotten. But it's only called zman is a mitzvah. When you call it the corner, it becomes asul. Be a shnia be yevama will be asul if you taste this. Aber muberes is mutter. Cotton and mutter. So zot rabbeinu tam, I hold for mutro. But when I'm starting to be done on the beged, I could wear the beged or I can't wear the beged. Even the klolim and epshal akayim shtem, I could take pishtot, so the tailor was never matter. Even the klolim of epshal akayim shtem, I'm allowed to wear it. I'm allowed to wear it. Even the klolim of epshal akayim shtem, I'm not allowed to wear it, so I can't wear this beged. After I have an esed, the chaloisese will be chalahutra. The mele, when we coming to learn out the kolatire kulo, the esed the chaloisese here is a regular esed the chaloisese. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam understood. Maybe we have to understand what is the mokil from the Gemara. Oh, but the klolim are the regular klolim. Noch them is a hutra. That is the words. Without the toichen, the words. The klolim is a regular esed doichaloisese. And if efshal akayim shteyim, it doesn't start. The Meile Rabbeinu Tam could say utra, but after, if efshal bepishtam, so there's no utra. If efshal betzemer, there's no utra. After it's doiche, it's already mutar balaylo, it's mutar banoshim. This is shittas Rabbeinu Tam. The Teisves and the Noches Daf Mem and the Ramban B'Shem Yeshoimrim, they took another step. They also mask into the same Yesoi that it's a regular Esed Eichaloisase. It's not more from an Esed Eichaloisase. But they hold an Esed Eichaloisase that later will be a Hutra. I don't have to be Mekayim Shteim. Why? Because the Efshar Mekayim Shteim is a reason. Because we don't want tomorrow that you will have a Aveira. If you could prevent yourself from having tomorrow Aveira, try to do it. While here in the end, it will not be called a Shem Aveira, so I don't have to prevent myself. Oh, but the klolim are the same klolim. So Be'etzem, the source of the Shmaisa is that Rabbi Dutam holds Utro, but we have to go with the klolim and Efshal Lekayim Shtein. Teisves himself went one more step. This is Be'etzem, the tzus of the Shmais. So I just want one more little Teisefes b'shem Reb Shleime Haiman. Zog Reb Shleime Haiman, after Yoiz Cheshben and Gansen, he has something Mosik Midvash. Mosik Midvash. We decided Rabbi Dutam holds Hutro. But even so, he holds in the cash and he holds in the tent. So who is the Balatesis by us? Who is the Balatesis in the Bigu? Rabbeinu Tam. So I have something, that is MS. Everything we said till now, we don't have to come to it. I'll say one piece, see how close it is. See the Shiur of Shleimet. Mamish, Poshet Egoimus. The Gemara says, Tzemer lepishti. I'm allowed to put wool and a baggage of pishti. Like Teisves, I understand. The beggar is Pishtim, I have two tcheles. Why am I allowed to put the other two from Tzemer? Let me to put them from Pishtim. Like Teisves, me good that I'm allowed to put the tcheles. And we ask the Kasha, what is Teisves' Kasha? I'll put Pishtim, it's anyway Kilaim the beggar. So what is the difference if I put, again, I have a beggar from Pishtim and two chutim from Tzemer. From tcheles. So the Gemara, I'm allowed to put two more from Lavan. Like Tesis, why am I allowed to put love and put Pishtim? The whole Tesis, the whole Rishon. And we asked the last couple of days, what is Tesis Kasha? The beggar is really Kilai. But the Tcheles and the Pishtim. What is the difference? What string do you have? Right? That is the Kasha and the Chazanish. That is the Kasha and the Chazanish. So, like Reb Shleime, if it's Hutro, after you put the Tcheles, it's not Kilai, it's Hutro. The love is Tchuyo. So could be only the tcheles is utro. But if a zayin by that you don't need to put the lovon, so the lovon is tchuyo. So it's kilayim. We're asking the beggar is anyway kilayim as the tcheles, might have kimino what I'm adding. Could be if it's utro, the tcheles is utro. So kiino is no kilayim here. So now if you put pishton, everything will be no kilayim. But if you put lovon, you're making kilayim. So the male fractase is why I'm allowed to put love on. And fractase is midu. But fakelt. Now that we know that this tasis, we're not stam. When you start this, why I'm saying it only in the end, it's not the fatumal doyla. I will more from that. When you start the tasis, you have a kasha. Tasis has a kasha, baggage of pish, you have two trailers. Why I'm allowed to add two love on it's kilayim. Thanks to the kasha, thanks to the Chonon, Beggar is anyway Kilayim. What about this thesis when I'm having? And we will say, no, this thesis holds Kilayim as Utro. Say that. But after we're learning, and we decided that this thesis is Rabinutam, the Fi Rabinutam, it's Bichlam Mishkim Kasha that I'm adding Kilayim. The Tcheles is not Kilayim. And the two extra Chutim are Kilayim. The Mele, thesis, Gifrek Takasha. This is Rav Shlomo Heimans. Mehalach and Tesis. That what Tesis is asking, why am I allowed to add Chutim? Only because Rabbeinu Tam Mevutro. Without Rabbeinu Tam, it's not a kasha. It's anyway Kilayim, my nefkimin, what I'm adding. Only the Rabbeinu Tam Leshitoso is given a kasha. Fakert, Rabbeinu Tam was Bara Tesis. Not Tesis is even asking the kasha before Rabbeinu Tam. Only Rabbeinu Tam was asking the kasha. This is the half of Rav Shlomo. Till now, we have four shittas. The Utro, of what we could do, Rabbeinu Tam did ask the kasha, we say to Utsi. If you have the Rav Shlomo, the beginning of Tesis is because it's Rabbeinu Tam. Without Rabbeinu Tam, we should give a kasha bichlal. Because it's Rabbeinu Tam, we have a Tesis. This is the last we saw from Rav Shlomo. Let's Hashem tomorrow. I'll go back.
I got a whole thing till then.